about that, folks. Welcome to The Drive, everybody. This is Wolfgang. My name is Wolfgang. Trent is normally here, folks. He is not here. He will be back Friday. If you're only listening for Trent Condon, sorry, folks. He's not going to be back until Friday. So we're going to have myself today. We're going to have a couple guests. Tomorrow we're also going to have a couple guests. We're going to try to mix in Cyclone talk, Hawkeye talk, national talk, buffoonery. That's how I do it best. That's what I like to do. It was fun being out at G-Migs yesterday, talking to people, what they like about the show, what they don't like about the show. Everything's different. It's funny. You talk to your family. You talk to your friends. You talk to strangers. Everybody likes something different. And I don't know how to explain that to Trent Connor. I'm like, so people like this. Well, people hate this. Well, then why are they listening then if they hate this? Because they hate it. Because it actually makes them feel something. So I'm never actually sure how to explain that to people. Sometimes when you hate something, you still continue to listen. And I've done the same in the past. I'm a radio guy. I'm a dork. I didn't go to radio school. I will never pretend like I'm a radio guy. I'm a fan that has a radio and like a mic in front of me. That's how I want it always to be. And Trent and I got into it a little bit about the reffing kind of thing. You're not supposed to do that you're not, as a radio guy, supposed to complain about the refs. But guess what? That's what I'm doing when I'm out at some of the sports bars or if I'm over at the family, we got all the kids running around. That's what I do. That's what we do as real people. We complain about the refs. So if I get on here and I'm not going to talk about anything that real people, real human beings are talking about, then what am I doing here? These are the things that people are talking about. The water cooler thing. I prefer the vending machine thing because I get a little bit of background in that thing. So I could say, forget the water cooler thing. Let's talk vending machine thing. Can I coin that term? Because I prefer that better. The water cooler thing, please. Who literally talks in front of the water cooler? Nobody. It's in front of the vending machine. We all damn well know it. We're looking at that, not those beautiful Doritos and Cool Ranch Doritos and candy. Everything that we want to eat, if we found out it was good for you, we'd eat it like crazy. But we've somehow put into our mind that that stuff is, you know, obviously it's not good for you. But if you told us it was good for us, we'd eat it like crazy. And I'm looking at somebody now that pretends like she likes things that, you know, are good for you. And you really don't. But anyway, so we've got a fun couple days ahead. Today, we're going to have a couple guests. We're going to go as much Hawkeye and Clones as we can. Tomorrow, we've got Mr. Steve Dace. And he is going to come on. I can't promise this, but he flat out basically said it in text that he's going to come on for two segments, which is almost an hour, which is good. I'll make sure on that. But he'll be with us tomorrow for at least an hour, and I want to talk to him tomorrow, Mr. Steve Dace, about the Cyclones. So if you are a Cyclone fan, we're going to talk Cyclones with him because if you listen to Hawkeye Nation, he talks about the Hawkeyes. He talks about Big Ten. He talks about national. But we never get Steve Dace's opinion on the Cyclone stuff. And if I'm wrong, tell me. But Steve Dace used to own a Cyclone website. And I believe he's still a Cyclone fan. So we can ask him about the Cyclones. We can ask him about Purdy. We can ask him about, you know, Montgomery. We can ask him about Hakeem Butler. I mean, those are three guys with the Cyclones that I sit there and look at and I go, is this just because I'm now doing radio in Iowa, in central Iowa, that I want Iowa State to be good? That's not the case. That's not the case. Anybody that is listening to me knows that for a long time now, I've wanted Iowa and Iowa State to be good. I mean, if you go back 15 years, yeah, I was rooting against certain teams. And I'm not going to lie. Then you grow up a little bit. You realize you got kids, you get married, you got people you love, you remember your family, and you go, yeah, you know what? I don't really need to hate them because they're not bad people. They're in my family. I mean, they're my sister's kids. They're my brother's kids. They're Cyclone fans. Why do I pretend like I hate the Clones? I don't. I don't. At all. It's the exact opposite. Now it's like I get all huffy and puffy. And I got people laughing at me and joking at me, going, wishing I was back at the same way. I was 15 years ago, a jerk. I was a troll. Those of you that hate trolls, I was a troll at one point. And look where I am now. See what happened? If you're a troll, look, you might have a mic in front of your face 15 years later. It takes that long, really. Don't be a troll. I'm sitting there watching the voting going on yesterday, folks, and on Twitter. And I don't know what you think of it, but you start thinking, do I like these people as much as I thought I liked these people if you're on Facebook or Twitter? And it's just like, oh, gosh, can we just get to something other than the crap that you're talking about? Please shut up. Shut up. Everybody thinks they have the greatest opinion ever, and they know more than everybody. It's fun to talk about sports right now, is it not? I'm getting looks. You don't even know where I stand, left or right or middle, or how about just shut up and let's move on and let's talk sports. Everybody thinks they're smarter than everybody else, including myself. How about that? It's fun. What not? I mean, we went out to vote last night, and I can't remember exactly how I phrased it, but I walked in going, we're changing America. We're going to do America right. You people have no idea where I'm voting, left, right, right, middle. But it was kind of fun seeing people's reaction to me. And if you follow Twitter, if you're on Facebook and you follow these people with sports or politics, and I'm talking to people today going, you know what? Some of these people are going, if you would never believe that I'm actually friends with these people on Facebook and or Twitter because I can't stand these people. So I'm not on Facebook. I have no idea how that works. If you guys are involved in Facebook, I don't know how you do it. If somebody comes at you directly, if your favorite team loses, let's say you're a Hawkeye fan and the Cyclones, every single time you lose, told you sucked. See, you'll never make it. You'll never do it. I mean, why would I ever even go to Twitter or Facebook with those people? Because those people, very few of those people would actually say that to me in real life. Yeah, I'm glad you're in pain right now because your favorite team lost. I don't do that to people. Maybe you guys do. Maybe you guys like to poke. I do like to poke and tease. But when your favorite team loses, or if, say, you're a Trump person, or you're a Clinton person, or you're a Bush person, or you're a whatever. I don't get that. I'm not, let the dude, I mean, take a walk for a second, would you? Let him calm down. I'm not really getting that whole thing where that happens. And I'm with somebody. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I am. Who's a part of a blue blood program. So Cyclone fans, Hawkeye fans, why don't you listen up? I'm about ready to stick up for you. I'm about sick of these snobby people. Yeah, I'm talking snobs, absolute snobs. And sorry, Iowa and Iowa State, football and basketball are not a part of the blue blood programs. We're not. Can I say we when referring to Iowa and Iowa State? And I will say we. We're not a part of the blue blood program if we're talking about Iowa and Iowa State in terms of basketball and football. I don't know how anybody could call in and say differently. How could they? I was finished, what, 5 times in the top 10. Iowa was supposedly going for 6 right here in the top 10 finishes over since, what, 2002? Nebraska, 0. Am I right? I'll look that up at the break. I believe Nebraska. Okay, so if you're close to my age, which Trent and I are somewhat close to the same age, Trent Connan, who is gone, and he will be back Friday. And he somehow left this all up to me. The chimpanzee that's just gonna be punching like buttons over here. I'm a like seriously, it's gonna be a little weird. I mean, if there's dead air, if there's all sorts of craziness that's going on, but embrace the suck. 2-6-4-1-7-0-0. 515-2-6-4-1-7-0-0. I think we're just supposed to look at it and see if it blanks. I don't know. Am I blank? We've got Rob Howe coming up here. We probably should have done that before. Anyway, put that down. 515 206-264-1700. We'll have Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com coming up, and we'll have fun with him. And we've got heartbreaks and all that stuff. But people have been getting on me about not having phone calls. Blue Bloods, yes. See, I've got somebody here that will keep me on track. So Trent is not here. Blue Bloods. So I've got somebody in my life, folks, that is a Blue Blood football program. Does Iowa and Iowa State know anything about that? Yes and no. Where are you going with that, Wolfgang? What do you mean? The Cyclones know about Blue Bloods? Yeah, I think so. You mean the Hawkeyes know about a Blue Blood program? 100% they do. So, I hadn't even thought about going here. Let's do it. This is fun, though. So, you'll just roll your eyes at me. I don't care, because this is a different state. This is how we do things here in Iowa. And if you got cauliflower ear, you don't mess with us. So we're a Blue Blood program. Iowa is a Blue Blood program in wrestling. And this is how I do this with the Oklahoma people, folks. And Oklahoma over here can roll their eyes at me if they want to, and that's fine. Oh, you'd rather be more important, pertinent in wrestling than football? Nobody said that. Nobody said that. But Iowa is the king of wrestling, man, and has been for a long time. And I guess you can go back forever, and probably Oklahoma State, you would probably, you know, put number one. But I'm talking like in the new era. Iowa's got to be there. If you go to the newest era, you go Penn State. So Iowa kind of knows this Blue Blood stuff to the point where does anybody remember this? When Gable retired, they actually fired a guy, and the next coach, I hadn't planned on going here, and I think he won one or two championships after that, but they saw the program going in a bad way. So I've got Oklahoma football people in my life, folks, that fired Stoops on the defensive end, and I rolled my eyes. I said, you don't do that, man. You do not do that. You don't fire that guy mid-season when his brother brought you a championship, brought you pride, brought you all the things that Bobby Stoops did, and they're going to fire Mike Stoops mid-season? I went, are you joking? You don't do that. And I'm with somebody that says, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And at the time, I said, that's wrong. You don't do that. And then I started thinking about Iowa wrestling. We fired a guy that basically, I'm going to have to look this up at the break. I'm going to bring up Rob Howe at the break, because I believe he won two national championships. Let's just say one. Let's go down one. And we fired him. So that's like Blue Blood. Iowa is a Blue Blood of wrestling. And so was Iowa State, quite frankly, or was. But it's interesting what expectations you think your team should have. And it's different in every sport. Track, football, wrestling, basketball, Duke. I mean, did anybody see Duke last night? We need to bring that up. Hello? Did anybody see? They've got three guys, I think, that are going to be the top five NBA picks in the upcoming draft. Did you see that Zion Williamson dude? It almost brought tears to my eyes, because when I watch sports, what's so cool about reality TV or sports is that you see something maybe, possibly, potentially that you've never seen before. With this Williamson guy, I feel like I'm seeing something. Zion Williamson plays for Duke, true freshman, folks, if you don't know. I think we always assume everybody knows who the heck I'm talking about or who we're talking about. True freshman from Duke, and I'm telling you, he is 6'7", I would say 6'7" and a half, if I had to say. 6'8", 285, folks. 6'8", 285 with a 45-inch vertical leap. Have you ever in your life heard of anything like that? 6'8", 285. Wasn't sure if he could play basketball. He actually can, folks. We will be back with Rob Howe, folks, in about 3 minutes. Please tune in. We'll talk Hawks, national basketball, and college football.
1700 The Champ with the DA Show. Every weekday from 8 to 11 a.m. Damon Amendola keeping it real with a twist.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700 The Champ. Right now, traffic.
Couple of things going on right now. We have a new closed area on I-235 going westbound at 22nd, and that's the right lane to the off-ramp there. And then not too far from that, we have a new stalled vehicle on I-235 going westbound at 63rd Street. And that's your look at traffic for right now. Drive safe out there, Des Moines, and have a great afternoon.
From a massive cactus falling on a home to a deer dancing on a car's hood, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Vehicle advertising print wraps can be seen tens of thousands of times a day. If you want to increase your advertising footprint with the full or partial vinyl print wrap on your business vehicle, go to CompleteAutoWraps.com. Complete Auto Wraps also specializes in full color change color wraps. Change the color of your vehicle or add a customized look with a print wrap to your vehicle, motorcycle, or boat. Don't pay big dealership or national sign chain prices when you can get yours installed by a professional trained and certified installer. Contact Corby for more information or a free estimate at CompleteAutoWraps.com.
No, no, no. Everywhere I go, I hear no. It's even November, but not this month. Hey, Joe Clemens here from Capital City Motor Company. I'm asking Des Moines to say yes during my Yesvember sales event. Say yes to a nicer, newer car. Say yes for up to $4,500 more for your trade. Say yes even if you've had credit problems in the past. Get up to $4,500 more than appraised value during Yesvember. Don't let the others tell you no. We're giving bad credit the bird. My one and only for the people. Credit approval process is like butter, because we're on a roll, baby. We take out the mess and the stress and just say yes
to you.
So say yes to a nicer, newer car. Say yes for up to $4,500 more for your old clunker. Say yes even if you've heard no in the past. But hurry, this offer ends after the first 75 people gobble up a nicer, newer car. I'm Joe Clemens and I'm your dealer for the people. Come see us at Capital City Motor Company in Des Moines on East University, one block off I-235 on the State Fair side. Call 265-1467 or online at approvedbyjoe.com. approvedbyjoe.com. www.approvedbyjoe.com.
Vehicle purchase price affects actual trade allowance. All terms subject to approval. Some minimum requirements.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Dig out those festive sweaters, gather your family, kids, and pets, because it's time for the ARL Santa and Paws holiday photos. Santa will even be making an appearance. By having your photos taken, you'll be supporting the homeless pets at the ARL and will end up with great photos for your holiday cards this year. Multiple dates, times, and locations are available during November, so schedule your time now at arl-iowa.org/Santa.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, the largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Does overpaying for something make sense? We don't think it does at Charterhouse Real Estate. That is why we have completely changed the commission structure at our real estate firm from what you are used to hearing about. Gone are the days of 6 or 7% to sell your home. We charge $24.95 plus 3%. Don't worry if that sounds a bit odd. Just know that on average, our sellers save thousands in real estate commission when they sell their home with us. The best part is our sellers still get full service, including social media marketing, their home on the MLS, a dedicated agent, and much more. Head to charterhouseiowa.com and use our calculator there to see what your savings could be. We are Charterhouse Real Estate, and we are changing the way you think about selling your home.
Charterhouse Real Estate is a team office under Space Simply.
All right, we are with Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com. What do you think? Shall we go to Rob Howe? Let me punch some buttons like a chimpanzee and see if this actually works. We're going to find out here. It may not work. Rob, just hang with us, Rob, if you can hear me. Rob, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is so great. Good to talk to you, Rob. It's never been more – I've never been happier to talk to you, sir.
I guess that's good.
Why, you never heard that before in your life?
Not often. Not often enough, I guess.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir, for coming on. Hawkeyes right now. I want to talk, watch the Duke game yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. You don't have to have seen it to actually give me an opinion. I'm watching this Zion Williamson guy. I don't know if you've seen his, basically his dunks or anything like that, Rob. But they were talking about how he's 6'8", 280 pounds. When was the last time you saw somebody like that at Iowa? And was his last name Looking Bill? Did it rhyme with Looking Bill?
You're kidding, right? That kid's a freak of nature. I mean, I watched the first half. I just was not a competitive enough game for me to stick with it. But, yeah, I mean, it's something else. The rich get richer, right? You got R.J. Barrett and Cam, what's his last name? Help me out. The other freshman, the third freshman.
Yeah, you got number two, Williamson. You got Reddish, you got Williamson. You got three of the top five, Rob, and then you got four of the top 15. And we were talking with Trent Connan yesterday, Rob. So that's four out of the top 15 players. Do you remember the Fab Five? That was like three in the top. What? Like, I mean, you had Juwan Howard, you had Weber, and you had Rose. The last two guys, Jackson and whoever else I'm forgetting, they weren't that great of recruits, were they?
They were probably top 100 guys, but not in this atmosphere that these guys are in now. And I mean, I think the most the craziest part of that, Wolfgang, is they were playing freaking Kentucky. You know, it's not like they were playing some directional school from Missouri. They were playing Kentucky, you know, and looked like that. So yeah, it was fun, and it made me think, you know. I've kind of been on in the camp of to heck with the one and dones, let kids go from high school to the pros. But, man, we'd be missing a lot if those guys were, you know, going right to the NBA or playing in the G League or something like that. I mean, I think it's good for college basketball. I know, I've gone back and forth on that, but it was fun to watch last night, and it'll be fun for the whole season for the sport of college basketball to have those guys in it.
So much like I'm sitting here looking at Bama, Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, and we're looking at Bama and everybody's kind of looking going, does anybody even have a shot to beat these guys? So you look at the Dukes, you look at the Kentuckys, you look at Kansas. Are we just watching this for no reason? I don't ever want to have that opinion, Rob. Are we?
Are you talking Alabama or are you talking basketball wise?
Both. Are they just too big of blue bloods? You know what I mean?
You know, you think that, but I think we've seen in college basketball, Villanova is a great example of it. There's something to be said for having guys that have experience, especially when you get into one and done format, which college sports still has. It's different. Like in the NBA, I can't sit here today and tell you I can see a team in the NBA that's going to be able to beat Golden State 4 out of 7. But I could see Clemson or Michigan getting Alabama, if it's an off night, I could see a veteran team like Gonzaga knocking off a Duke or a Kentucky or a Kansas on a given night. And I think that's the beauty of college sports. You have that one, if it's a one-night thing where one team is on and one team is off, you can have that upset. And I think that's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because now Duke and those freshmen, they've got a target on their back after last night. So we'll see how they handle that going through the next whatever it is. College basketball is so long, 5 months, I guess.
Yep, absolutely. We're with Rob Howell, HawkeyeNation.com. Rob, can I ask you a weird question right now? I'm sure you get asked the same questions all the time. Sometimes I like to go in a different direction. What are your favorite pro teams? Basketball, like football, baseball? What are your favorite? Sounds like you're an East Coast guy, right?
Yeah, I moved out here into Iowa City in 1997 to work at the Iowa City Press-Citizen and cover Iowa athletics. I was working at a paper in southern New Jersey at the time. I went to college in southern New Jersey. Not to give people too much history, but both of my parents are from back there. So I'm a New York fan. I grew up Mets, Jets, Knicks, and Islanders, and I've stuck with them my whole life. So you do find people out here, kind of, there are not a lot of them, but I do run into fans of those teams out here every now and then. And now with social media, when people find out I am a fan of those teams, if they are as well, you connect, which is kind of cool.
Okay, so can you at all, so you said Nets, Jets, and
no.
Knicks. Sorry, what'd you say?
Mets. The Mets, Jets, and Knicks.
Mets, okay.
And
I was like, Nets.
And Islanders.
Okay, Mets, Jets, and Knicks. Okay. When you get really crazy, Rob, do you ever get like any of the like jihadic wing of the Hawkeye Nation? Do you ever get crazy like they get crazy? Or is it never?
Never anymore. I think as I got older, I was crazy back when, like, the Knicks would play the Bulls, you know, the Jordan Ewing days. I would throw remotes and things like that and get nutty. But, you know, as I've gotten older and had kids and got into covering sports and just looking at it from a different perspective of getting to know the athletes and the coaches, and I guess just having that different perspective and then maturing in age, I don't get into it as much as I don't want to say I don't get into it as much, but I don't take it as hard. I don't, you know, when the game's over, it's over, and I just move on.
Well, being a Knicks fan, you know what's coming. You're going to get KD, so you're much more calm now.
Yeah, that would be nice. We'll see if it happens. I'm not holding my breath. With the teams that I root for, Wolfgang, the Jets, the Mets, the Knicks, and the Islanders, I always preface that by saying long-suffering Mets fan, long-suffering Knicks fan, because for most of those teams, I mean, I saw the Mets win it in 86. Other than that, it's been a drought, and my poor son, he's kind of been, you know, he came in and started rooting for the teams that I root for. He's 13 now, and he's wondering when he's going to be able to see a championship. So
that's child abuse, man, child abuse, seriously. What a bad parent. We're with bad parent Rob Howell of HawkeyeNation.com.
Unfortunately for the kid, too, he's an Iowa basketball fan, and he first started watching Iowa basketball when Licklider was here. So,
oh, you are bad. Gee, many Christmas, so, Rob.
Somebody could have called Child Protective Services on me for that.
They're coming for you right now, Rob. I hear sirens. Oh, my gosh. So let's stick with that real quick, if you don't mind. You talk enough, Hawkeyes. I'm going to say this right now. Kevin Durant is coming to the Knicks. I think I get him. And I like this Dr. Phil stuff. And Trent Connan, who's not here, will be back Friday, folks. If you think this stinks, I apologize. He'll be back Friday. But I truly believe that KD gets a little bit of this stuff. If he goes to New York and brings them a championship, he already is going to probably win his third one this year. He's going to have a couple MVPs, when it matters most. If he goes to New York, and you know this better than I do. I used to be a Knicks fan back in the day for whatever reason. I don't know why. When Patrick Ewing, for some reason, I liked him. I'm not even sure why. But if KD, Kevin Durant, brings the Knicks a championship, look the heck out, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's legendary now for what he's done. I think he is anyway. I think he gets dissed quite a bit. And he brings some of that on himself with his presence on social media. And things like that, but Yeah, I mean, if he were, you know, it would be kind of like, not exactly like, but, you know, the Cubs winning the World Series, the Red Sox, when you go to a team and you're that guy that breaks that long drought, you become a hero, and he has a chance to do that. I just wonder if his mental makeup, if he's mentally strong enough to be that guy, to be Batman, to go and do his thing and not have, you know, the Steph Currys and Klay Thompsons and guys like that, that he'd take pressure off him if he can go and be able to be that guy. I hope so. I would love to see a Knicks championship in my lifetime, and he may be the key to that happening.
We're with Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation. Rob, we tried to do break out the minutes yesterday with Trent Connan and some of the Hawkeye Huddle guys, and we struggled, like, mightily. Sitting here, I've got our minutes breakdown. Do you do that on a yearly basis, or is it just no way you can actually even come close to getting it right, Rob?
Yeah, it's hard to predict, and I think I did do it last year. We had a press conference, actually, just a little bit ago with Fran McCaffrey, and I asked him, you know, we ask you this every year. You know, you've got a deep team. What type of rotation are you looking to use? You know, where do you see this going? And he's usually pretty noncommittal in that situation, and he was again today. He did say, you know, the starting five, he feels good about who he has as a starting five. When Bohannon comes back, it'll be he, Moss, Wieskamp, Cook, and Garza. Pretty solid starting five. And then after that, you just got to see who emerges. I have a feeling he's not going to do the 10 and 11 deep this year when it gets to the, you know, the Big Ten part of the season. So it's going to be a matter of which of those guys emerges and shows that they belong. And let's hope, at least, Wolfgang, that one of the main factors that, you know, separates those guys is who wants to go out there and play some damn defense, because they didn't do it enough last year. If you don't do it this year, you come and you sit next to coach on the bench if you can't play defense.
And I agree with you. I don't know. Maybe if we were coaching the team, we would go, and I don't know your philosophy on this, I think you can actually play too many guys. I think that can actually be a problem. And I'm sitting here going down Bohannon, you know, McCaffrey, Moss, Wieskamp, Garza, Cook, Daly, Kreener, Bear, Nunge, Pemsel. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. That's 11 guys. So you know what I'm saying? You just heard everything I was going to say there, Rob. Who are we taking out? Doesn't one of those guys, and that's what we came down to yesterday. This is the thing. If Trent, I don't want to speak for Trent. He hates when I do that, and I understand why he would hate that. Everybody hates that when somebody else speaks for them. But at what point, Rob, do you just go, you're playing too many guys, you got to get in rhythm? But that's 11 guys that we all kind of like, right? We all admit we kind of like, but at some point it's, in my estimation, it's ruining us. Is there somebody, do you say Nunge? Do you have a talk with him? Let's build up your body and you redshirt. Or do you go Pemsel? I don't know what you do. I'm a Kreener guy. I'm just going to tell you right now, with the way he ended the season last year, Rob, I think it was three out of the last five games, and we'll look this up before you come on with us, but three out of the last five games, I went, okay, I'm seeing something with Kreener. What would you do, Rob? That's his, you know.
Yeah, it's I think there's a couple of factors at work here. One is, what is the team chemistry like? You know, if you're cutting guys' minutes, are they going to be disruptive? Are they going to be bad teammates? You know, are they going to, you know, because I think a lot of times we forget that these guys sort this out in practice. These guys know who should be playing ahead of them for the most part, and that shouldn't rock the boat, but sometimes it does anyway. And I felt like last year there was kind of a disconnect there as the season went on, and that's pretty common when you have, you know, experienced the struggles that they had. I think you just got to let this stuff work itself out in practice, and I think you play matchups depending on who you're playing against, and you just try to work it the best way you can and let the players figure it out. Let them determine who gets to play and who doesn't. The danger in that is when a lot of guys are close talent-wise, That's when you can have people second-guessing the coach. And that's going to happen anyway if you're not winning enough. People going, you know, we see it with football. Get Riley Moss and get Julius Brents out of there. Put a different defensive back in. You know, you know how that goes. So success, you can deal with that stuff. When there's some failure, then it becomes harder. But I can't tell you here today on whatever it is, November 7th, okay, this should be the top 8 or this should be, you know, the top 10. So,
Rob Howe, Hawkeye Nation, it says we have 9 minutes left. Guess what? We don't.
My time's up.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, okay.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you, man. Bye-bye. All right, we will be back after this.
Wake up with the all-new morning show on 1700 The Champ. Taz and the Moose. Every weekday morning from 5 to 8. Real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 The Champ with Central Iowa's most accurate forecast from Local 5.
Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, cold and dry, low 24. Becoming cloudy Thursday. Snow showers possible late in the day, a high of 35. Some light snow Thursday night, and then very cold on Friday, a high of only 28. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
From a bear messing up a car interior to a deer damaging a pool liner, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
24-7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Looks like we have another contestant for Russian Roofer Roulette. Place your bet. Choose from unmet expectations, we overpromise and underdeliver, or we'll carelessly drag our ladder over your daffodils. Let's log on to Google and play.
I'm Ryan Johnson, owner of Wright Roofing. Before you play Russian Roofer Roulette, give us a call. Wright Roofing is one of the only local roofers with a 50-year warranty on both the shingles and the labor. So you know that when we roof it, we'll roof it once and we'll roof it right. For a warranty on materials and labor that's 5 times longer than most companies, call Wright Roofing at 515-729-0770, where we say you choose the color, we'll handle the rest. That's 729-0770, or find us online at WrightRoofing.com. That's WrightRoofing.com with an R.
Roof it once, roof it right, Wright Roofing.
The holidays are a joyous time of year spent with family and festive celebrations, but it can be a difficult season for those who have recently lost a loved one. You can help. Amanda the Panda, a program of Every Step Grief and Loss Services, needs donations for its Cheer Box program, which delivers a box of gifts to families experiencing their first holiday season after the death of a loved one. Visit everystep.org/griefandloss or call 515-223-HUGS for a list of needed items and to learn more. That's everystep.org/griefandloss.
Are you interested in starting a new franchise? You can find a lawyer right here in the state of Iowa to help with your franchise law needs. Rushnigan with Brick Gentry Law PC provides law services for those involved in starting a new franchise. Find more information online at rushonbusiness.com, where Rushnigan can assist you in buying or starting a new franchise. A presenting sponsor of the 2018 high school football season on 1700 KBGG. Brick Gentry Law PC and Rushnigan.
Build your business. At Signorama of Urbandale, we offer customized solutions for signs, branding, marketing, and advertising. We have a full range of custom sign and graphic services to meet your needs, build your brand, and create your image. Look around and you'll see how Andy Woodley and his staff help businesses enhance visibility and get noticed. Let us work with you to understand your unique marketing goals and help you reach them. Signorama of Urbandale, the way to grow your business. 3368 100th Street in Urbandale and online at signorama.com/IA-Urbandale. Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You're invited to experience great customer service and incredible deals at Billion Buick GMC in Clive. Our reviews say it all.
I didn't feel pressured. It was a very smooth process.
Our salesman came in on his day off. Now that's going above and beyond.
People also appreciate the huge inventory, including the incredible all-new 2019 GMC Sierra. You're invited to Billion Buick GMC in Clive or BillionAuto.com/GMC. We are professional grade.
It's always fun to listen to a intro to your segment that you can actually play on the guitar. I mean, it's pretty easy, folks. Play the guitar. It'll make you happy. Play the guitar. So, what do we think we should talk about here? I think we got all the dials right where we need them. We're hearing a little buzzing. That's why we're doing that. I'm being pointed at. So, anyway. Got a lot to talk about. We got Cyclone Talk at 5 coming up. We got Everything Talk coming up with the Bears and everything. And then tomorrow we got Dace. We got John Miller. We got Dace for probably 45 minutes. We got John Miller for probably 20 minutes. And we got Alex Hallstad today around 5. And then we've got Brendan Styles to talk everything Chicago sports, everything Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and everything. Very easy to talk to that dude, seriously. He's very easy to talk to, so that'll go quick. He might go two segments with me as well. So let's talk about the Blue Bloods versus Iowa. The Blue Bloods, we try to compare the Blue Bloods in football versus the Blue Bloods in basketball versus the Blue Bloods in wrestling. Guess who's a Blue Blood in wrestling? The Hawkeyes. The Cyclones. They're the Blue Bloods. They are. So when I sit here and look at Oklahoma fans for being ridiculous when they fire a defensive coordinator mid-season, four games in, Stoops, a guy that actually won you a national title back in 2001? You gonna help me? You're not. But Bobby Stoops, he has a name over there. They love him. Why do you fire a guy with the last name Stoops mid-season? That's a little weird, unless he's doing something a little weird. You know what I'm saying? And we can get there. I hear, you know, all sorts of things about every coach, and you never know. Yeah, I'm sure you do, and you'd like me to turn on your mic, and I'm not going to do that. We're not going to go rumor. Well, I like that stuff. I like TMZ Sports, yeah. I do. I love TMZ Sports. All right. Would you like me to turn on your mic? All right. Which mic are we on? You're going to tell us the what's going on with Oklahoma sports and why Stoops left and all that stuff. Are you going to get me in trouble? Is that what's going to happen? That may happen. We got Mike Ford. We got Stitcher. I don't know if we should. We can do it, but I have a problem with it. College sports, I think, is different than pro sports. I just think that it's not something you should do in the middle of the season. I'm not down with that at all. But if you want to tell me why that's okay to fire a guy with the last name Stoops when he brought you a title, I'm not saying that Oklahoma, you know, should bow down to him or he should bow down to Oklahoma. How about the fact that it was a perfect marriage? If Iowa fired Parker midseason, I'd be peed off too, man. I don't think that's the way you do it. This is college football. Tell me why I'm wrong, ma'am. I don't get it. To me, I don't like it at all. I will never like that. I think college and pro is different. And if you bring that up to me and you don't understand why college and pro are different, then I'm not sure I can have a conversation with you. If you don't get that high school and pro is different than college and pro, I'm not sure I can have a conversation with you. They are different. And I'm sorry that makes me mad that a Stoops guy, and you can sit here and say that, yeah, Wolfgang, the Stoops brothers have some sort of connection with the Iowa coaches, with the Iowa program. I understand. I'm not going to roll my eyes at you. I'm not going to say you're stupid. I'm not going to say, you know, that I am not being, you know, a little bit of ridiculous. But at some point, there are expectations that go along with every single program. And I love talking to the blue blood folks. And I love talking to the Hawkeye fan folks, because we can sit here and roll our eyes at Oklahoma for firing Stoops blankety-blank games in. Or we can roll our eyes at, wow, down in the SEC, they're ridiculous down there. How about Iowa wrestling program? No difference?
Can you hear me?
I think I can. I can in my headphones, yeah.
All right. Why they fired him midseason. You want to know? Well,
I can't wait.
As much as my insider information can tell you. We don't know if anyone can hear us.
How you doing? There is something to be said for blue bloods, and I get that. And you guys look at me like I'm crazy because you're Oklahoma. How many championships, Google that, how many championships did you win in the 1970s? How many in the 80s? With Barry Switzer, who I think is just a pimp. I love him. I think the guy is just cool as heck. He's being like, they try to do this and make him into a buffoon. He's not a buffoon at all. He won college championships. He won a pro championship. If you want to say he won a Super Bowl because he had Jimmy Johnson, okay, fine. Whatever. Doesn't take away that he actually did win it.
So they got rid of him mid-season because we lost to Texas and we were positioned in a place that if we won out, we could be in the Final Four. But we had to make a change. Anyone that's ever watched, well, depending on who you are, Big 12 football, saying that we don't have defense, then we need to do something. So that was why they decided that they were going to get rid of him midseason so we could hopefully win out and make it to the championship.
And that's not a problem. I'm not a big fire everybody. It's not how I'm about, especially in college sports. I'm not fire everybody. Our defense stinks. And then for two games, what did we see with Oklahoma? We saw, look at that. Wow. They're actually held two Big 12 programs, and that's what they're known for, offense, under 300 yards total offense for two times in a row. That hadn't happened for what? Was it 6 years? I believe I looked that up. That's no joke. And then we watch Oklahoma play Texas Tech. Well, Texas Tech is a little different. So let's not throw Oklahoma out. If you're an Iowa State fan, you're probably wanting Oklahoma to be good. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm trying to think. You want Oklahoma to be as good as possible, right? Don't you? Doesn't that make you look good when you beat Oklahoma in the championship game? Yay! Am I wrong? I mean, this is no joke anymore. So I kept bringing this up to Trent Connan. And I'm like, sometimes I felt a little homerific, if you will, going, you know, I think we're seeing something here. I think, you know, this is a good time to do radio here in this central Iowa. This is a time to do it. Iowa State, we're seeing stuff that we've never seen before. Iowa's got a chance to do. I kept saying, I think Iowa's good, guys. I think Iowa's good. Didn't know they weren't clutch. They're not clutch. We'll get into that when somebody that can actually talk to me and we can debate that back and forth. And I'm not just talking to myself in my head. You know what I'm saying? It seems a little weird just me talking to myself. Oh, they're not clutch? Yeah, they are clutch. Talking to myself, it's like weird. So I'll wait for Trent to get back to me. But I think Iowa might not be clutch this year. They might not have the bogus stuff that every dork says, the eye of the tiger. I don't think Iowa's got the eye of the tiger. I don't look at them and see, yep, they're going to get it done. It's the exact opposite when I saw John Walters, the voice of the Cyclones, and I said to him, what? Purdy? Yeah, the minute I saw him, I told Trent Connan, I go, yeah, I know this is dorky. I know this is ridiculous. I know this is stupid. When I look at Purdy, I go, oh, and I think I used the wrong word. And John Walters, and I loved it. He said it in a nice way. He's like, I'm not sure I would use swagger. Because I'm not even sure I used the word swagger, but people are saying that about him. And that's more cocky. Would you say swagger is cocky? I'm not sure. If you're listening to me, is swagger cocky? I don't know. I would not call Purdy. I would say it's quarterback cocky at all. I just think he's confident. You look at Purdy and you go, oh, dude is going to figure out a way to get it done. You look at him, and every dude that's listening to me, whether you want to admit it, you look at a guy, whether it's in business or sports or basketball or football, and you know the dude that's going to get it done. And Purdy is that dude that's going to get it done. We're going to talk Iowa State football, Iowa State basketball with Alex Halstad coming up. Then we're going to talk everything with Brennan Stiles. We're going to talk Bears, Hawkeyes, Cyclones, everything. Tomorrow we got Dace for two segments. We got John Miller for a segment. And then I'm going to bring on probably another Cyclone writer for tomorrow too. So listen tomorrow, please. It's going to be good. Good times. Thank you. You're with The Drive. My name is Wolfgang. Trent Connan will be back Friday, we're hoping. God bless America.
Chiefs football game right here.
Terminate this football game.
The Chiefs radio network lives on 1700.
Oh, let's go, champ!
The champ.
It's green, moron.
Come on, move it, you clowns.
1700, the champ. Right now, traffic.
Right now, we have a three-vehicle crash on Douglas Avenue going eastbound at I-80-35. And it looks like it's blocked the left lane there. Then we have a stalled vehicle on I-235 going westbound at 63rd Street. And that's your look at traffic for right now. Drive safe out there and have a great evening, Des Moines.
From a bear messing up a car interior to a deer damaging a pool liner, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Thinking about selling your home soon? Listen up, as this will save you big money. Charterhouse Real Estate is a full-service real estate firm that has eliminated the typical 6 or 7% commission structure that you are used to. We charge sellers $24.95 plus 3%. We know, math stinks, so think about it like this. If you were selling a $200,000 house, you would save roughly $3,500 with us versus a 6% commission. If your home is $400,000, the savings would be $9,500. The best part, you get the savings while still getting all the service. Professional photography, a short 3-month contract, social media marketing, sign and lockbox, all major real estate websites, and of course, your home will be on the MLS as well. Get it all and save money. We like the sound of that. Learn more at charterhouseiowa.com or search for us on Google. And while you're there, make sure to check out our hundreds of 5-star reviews. That's charterhouseiowa.com.
Charterhouse Real Estate is a team office under Space Simply.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
Vehicle advertising print wraps can be seen tens of thousands of times a day. If you want to increase your advertising footprint with the full or partial vinyl print wrap on your business vehicle, go to CompleteAutoWraps.com. Complete Auto Wraps also specializes in full color change color wraps. Change the color of your vehicle or add a customized look with a print wrap to your vehicle, motorcycle, or boat. Don't pay big dealership or national sign chain prices when you can get yours installed by a professional trained and certified installer. Contact Corby for more information or a free estimate at CompleteAutoWraps.com.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins, for big games, for titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Did you know that a well-insulated garage door can keep your garage warmer in the winter? At Advanced Door Systems of Ankeny, we can help you find the garage door that not only has a high R value, but looks great also. Visit our website, ads-doors.com. That's ads-doors.com to learn more about garage door options and styles available from Rainer and CHI. Then contact us for a free quote. Advanced Door Systems, the right door, the right way.
Increase the value of your home during Menards Home Improvement Sale. Add warmth and beauty to any room with Dakota pre-finished shiplap. It's excellent for installing on walls, ceiling, or use as a wainscot. Its tongue and groove design installs with hidden fastening for professional results. 8-foot pre-finished shiplap is only $8.99 during Menards Home Improvement Sale. Going on now through November 10th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Save big money at Menards.
Everyone is a champion in their own way, but aches and pains can make you want to give up on your training or workouts. Instead of relying on pain medication to power through, stay active with help from Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy. They give you a personal touch to work towards your own wellness goals. With athletic recovery programs to outpatient orthopedic therapy, Angela Spencer PT of Champions Recovery Room will get you feeling your best. Champions Recovery Room and Physical Therapy, 3030 100th Street in Urbandale, and online at championsrecoveryroom.com.